Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, July 17th, 2026, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan, and the phone lines are open here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We certainly appreciate the participation. Certainly shows people are listening and have their opinions. And on this flock camera issue, it seems to bring out a lot of very strong opinions and a lot of people. And also the situation with the voting. Our president gave a speech last night in regard to voter fraud. It's 27 minutes. You can watch it. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube if you'd like, and we can kind of go from there. And again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. So if there's anything on your mind, feel free to get in on it. Okay, Matt, we have not had much of a chance for you to say your opinion on the flock cameras. We've had Rob Smith on. We've had Aaron Rollins on. We've had Mr. Stevenson on from the 4th Ward. We've heard a lot.
I feel like I've given my standpoint.
In regard on council's opinion on what happened Monday and where we are now.
Well, I don't really know who. I know.
You were down getting a guitar. You weren't paying attention at council.
But no, I mean, I know that that Ralph was on the other day, and he said that I mean, you mentioned it this morning, I guess, but that, you know, he would like to see the legislation changed to I guess just add more rules and not to ban flock cameras. I mean, you know, Aaron was on. Aaron said he'd vote for it. Obviously, Thad, I think, is gonna vote for it.
You got quiet all of a sudden.
Nathan Stevenson is gonna vote for it. I was thinking of names.
Okay.
I mean, I think it'd be a good idea to ban the flock cameras.
Yeah, but do you believe Aaron in that there are five votes? I'm not sure. Because to be honest with you, I think Thad is obviously a yes. It seems as if Nathan is obviously a yes. It seems as if Aaron is obviously a yes. I honestly don't know about Kreider. I think Kreider might want to have some stop gaps put in, but I don't know if he's against the flock cameras totally. So I'm not sure if he's a yes vote. Maybe. That would get you to four. And I certainly don't think Rob Smith is the fifth vote, and I certainly don't think Dan Clark's the fifth vote, and I certainly would probably not guess that Sean Barr is the fifth vote. So is it Mrs. Larkin? Is it Bill Dichtel?
I don't know. I mean, Ralph said that he thinks that his job as an elected official is to do what his constituents want. So, I mean, I think that if enough people show up and you know, speak out against the flock cameras, there's a somewhat of a chance, unless Ralph just, you know, wasn't telling the truth, that he could change his mind.
I don't think he wasn't telling the truth, but I think he thought he gave his opinion on what he thought should happen with the flock cameras and what he thought may happen with legislation.
Well, I mean, I don't know what good regulating the flock camera. What are you going to do that, like, I don't understand how you would, I mean, just set restrictions on when you can use them? Like, I don't really know.
I guess, what is the fear here? Because I still have never heard the fear exactly elucidated. Flock cameras have been up here for how many years now? 3, 4? Okay, now what has happened in that time that has given people great concern about these things being up?
I mean, I guess it depends on how you use them. I mean, in Marion, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I don't know that anything's happened in Marion. But I know in other places, like some people have used them to, like, dish out, like, traffic tickets and things like that.
Right, but here, we gotta talk about here.
And, well, I mean, here, to my knowledge, I don't know of anything.
Okay, so if they want to be nefarious, and if they want to do nefarious things, the police officers, why haven't they been doing it? They've been up.
Well, I mean, you know, the flock cameras, like, anytime you drive past a flock camera, they're gonna, like, it pings, like, they know where you're going, when you're going there, like, I mean, I don't know,
do you know how many people drive past a flock camera every minute?
Yeah, but you know how many, everybody's got a different license plate.
Right. So
it's
you
like,
think
it's like, I mean, you know how many, it's like
how
saying,
many
you
people
know
are on
people
the police force?
Like,
how many people are on the police
everybody's
force?
Everybody's got fingerprints, but all the fingerprints are different.
I guess you're not answering my questions. Okay, let's like, go to the phones. Go ahead, Colin.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
So how do you know something nefarious is going on until it happens, or until you prove it, or until you have a reason to investigate it? I mean, we didn't know anything was going on at Penn State with Jerry Sandusky. We didn't know anything was going on in Michigan until, you know, at some point. I guess up until it happened, we should have never investigated it. We should have because there wasn't anything in the forefront. We should just say, hey, well, you know, I'm just one of those people.
I'm trying to amaze sometimes that,
you know, just because the chief invites you in, and I'm not trying to accuse him of anything, but I'm using it as the example. I mean, do you assume that when the chief says, okay, I'll invite you in and show you how this works, do you assume that what he shows you is everything?
I don't assume anything, but the problem is that if we do not operate off the idea that when there is evidence, then we can go further and accuse people of things, then everything is crooked.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
but nobody's accusing anybody. It's just saying we don't want to give you the tools in order to let your... Maybe you have this sinful nature that hasn't arisen out of you yet. Maybe it's just, I mean, it's kind of like, I think it's people with porn. You know, there was a time where people couldn't access what they could access, and now they can. So you see so many people get caught up in. And is it because there's more people doing it, or is it just because of the way society has changed and the access with the internet, and you can keep it somewhat private, or they think you can keep it private, that more people, you know, tend to say, wow, I'm going to try this? Because you see a lot of people who are quote unquote good people, respectable people, upstanding business owners, politicians, whatever it may be, all over the country, all over Ohio, in Marion. Even I can name examples, I'm not going to get into that right at the moment, but that we all thought were great people up until they got caught. So I guess until they got caught, we should have never just...
But I don't know that adult pornography is illegal.
Who said anything about adult pornography?
Well, if you're looking at child pornography, I hope somebody would turn those people in. That's illegal.
The point I was trying to make to you, Scott, is that on any given day, and I post them daily on my page about different cops or different professional people, teachers, whatever, and contractors, whoever it may be, but people of leadership and people who are quote unquote those good people that you just trust at face value, and this is the quintessential, you know, on TV, this is the Mayberry RFD good person. And they get caught being involved with child porn. And they get caught because they monitor that on the internet, and somebody, you know, tips off the police. The point, what I was saying is are there more people today that are just that kind of people, or are, you know, sometimes people have sinful natures and they don't have an avenue to act on it. And because of the internet and because of the seemingly privacy of the internet, I think more and more people. I mean, look at what was the weatherman that got caught down in Columbus?
Yeah.
I mean, literally. I mean, he's an intelligent person. He was a college-educated man, an intelligent person. And if you look at what he was doing, so where I'm going by, this isn't about
but,
porn.
But you,
what
but
I'm
you
trying
notice,
to say, though,
we,
is
but,
we can't just, and I'm not picking on the chief, but I'm just saying, I don't assume just because the chief says come in and invite me, I don't assume that he's showing me everything.
Right, but like your analogy with the weatherman in Columbus, he got caught and he served time because somebody did.
He didn't get caught for a long time, though, Scott.
Well,
there was a lot of stuff. He had thousands and thousands, so that took him a period of time to accumulate.
Right, but you can't accuse somebody if you don't not only...
Who's accusing anybody?
Well, what are we saying, then, about flock cameras? I mean, if nothing's going wrong, then leave them. Forget it. I mean, if
so
we have no evidence...
The rules that came out and ended up catching the weatherman, it took a while for them to kick in, but they were there... And it actually caught him.
But the weatherman was doing something illegal.
Excuse me?
I say the weatherman was doing something illegal. And we learned
right,
that he...
Right, but we didn't know it until it came out, right?
But it came out.
That's your whole point, is you didn't know it. Okay, and maybe this is going to... Maybe something's going to come out.
And when it does, I think then we can have the conversation.
And we will have that, but we're talking about giving them the tools to be nefarious.
Right, but we
just
can't...
Just because you can't prove today that they aren't misusing it doesn't mean it can't be misused, and you just give them the right to, like, see if they're going to spin the bottle and misuse it or not.
Right, but I guess my problem is then we have to act preventatively on everything. And nobody can do anything that might turn... We've got to take away everybody's cell phone because there's a chance... You could do something illegal with it. We don't have any evidence of it.
You know what? Life's tough. It's not cookie cutter. And you know what? We do these things because not because they are easy, but because they are hard, is what a president once said.
I guess my thing, if the flock cameras are so bad, and if they could be used for such nefarious things, and if there is the ability to use them for such nefarious things, why is there not one report or one bit of evidence of that happening in Marion, Ohio in the time that we've had them?
Well, maybe they will come out.
And I think when they come out...
I hear two reports of good constantly. I heard Ralph Smith get on your show yesterday or whatever it was, the other day, and he spouted off the two same cases. And I keep saying this to you. If there's so many damn cases, I would think that the chief and everybody, especially with this ordinance coming up and all the conversation, I would expect the chief to be on the Marion City Police page and posting the tens of thousands, the hundreds, whatever it is, other than the two, as Mr. Ralph Smith said, and others. Mr. Ralph Smith said there's others. See, what I don't get is Mr. Ralph Smith is a data guy. He's a techie guy. And I'm kind of thinking that if there were two of them, he knew he was coming on the show. He's heard me speak before about why do you always only talk about the two? So to me, you know, the smart man, the best way to shut that big mouth Phil Townsend is here, you know what? Here's a list of them, people. Shut up, Phil Townsend.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying here is that when it comes to flock cameras, there is legislation in place since 2023, and the people for it or against it, nobody brought that up. Now, why does... See, everybody is so heated and so passionate in the moment that nobody even realized that there are laws in place for these cameras, and they've been around for over 3 years. And nobody pulled that two-page legislation out to say, listen, you have to follow this. You can't use these for other things.
And I agree with you. How does that system work? Because I guarantee you there's other ordinances that have to come up regularly. I would think in the age of computers, it would be an obvious, like a computer program, and it would say automatically, you know, ahead of time. I would think it had something to do with the clerk.
Well, there have been different clerks. There was a different clerk when that went down.
Right, but what's the standard operating procedure? I mean, it's been working for 100 years or 250 years, right?
Well, here's the thing.
How do we always keep up with the annual ordinances that we have to bring up? Whose job is that to do?
Well, let me say this, and I'm not trying to throw any blame on anybody, but if we're going to work off this premise, this ordinance was passed in 2023. The only person up there on council, including the clerk, including the president of council, who would have voted on this in 2023 is Aaron Rollins.
Okay.
So why did he not bring it up? He voted on it. He passed it. Why did he not bring it up?
Why did he not bring it up in the last year?
Anytime.
I don't know. Maybe he was fighting a rape case. I don't know.
Aaron Rollins?
In the last year, he hasn't even been in the office.
No, Aaron Rollins.
Oh, Aaron Rollins. I'm sorry. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but I'm also saying there should be a system in place. This shouldn't be about some person comes in and, I mean, there should already be a system in place, because what other ordinances are supposed to be reviewed? I mean, see, to me, this whole faux pas here, this, you know, that happened here, should open up the question, well, what other ordinances are out there that are supposed to be brought on an annual basis for renewal? It's kind of like the commercial building code thing. Wasn't that for 1 year? So what triggers that flag next year before that date that says, you know, to the clerk or whoever makes the agenda, okay, I got to get this on? See, there should be, is there not a process?
Well, I think the process was the people on council who passed that said, you know, we do have an annual review coming up, and we need to schedule that. And that's what I'm saying. There are people, there is one person, just the way it all shook out, Aaron Rollins was on council in 2023 when this was passed.
Have you ever heard of, like, you know, whole basketball teams getting killed in airplane crashes?
Yeah.
What happens if the whole city council gets wiped out? God forbid.
Right.
Shouldn't there be a process that when the new council
the clerk or the mayor or somebody will be left?
Okay, but my point, so you're telling me that the process, you're assuming, I guess, and I guess I must have to, that in 2026 and in the day of, you know, AI and computer programs and all that, there isn't some other process than, you know, say the mayor was on, say the whole damn admin was on the and at the party.
Hey, let me correct,
there was a nuclear bomb drop and it wiped out the administration. So are you telling me that we would have to start out from scratch on all order, because on a yearly basis, somebody either has to be alive that was alive when it happened and voted on it or been a part of it, and then they have to remember to bring it up. You're telling me that's the process?
No, but what I'm saying is if you are passionate about something, it doesn't take much to go up to City Hall, if you are that passionate to show up for a city council meeting, to show up during business hours and say, you know, is there any legislation that's ever been passed about flock cameras? Could you please make a copy of that for me? And there you go.
Okay, just like that, huh?
Well, they can't hide it from you.
Maybe it is in that department, Scott, but I've dealt with the building department and the old Malcolm Smith at the time, and I asked for, you know, copies of ordinances and shit like that, and I've still yet to ever receive the damn thing.
But I got to correct myself here. Pollock was a councilman when that legislation was passed. So Pollock and Rollins should have known about it.
Right, and they should have known about it. But say Pollock gets, you know, a bump on the head, and he loses his memory. So the only system we have in place is whoever the Rollins, you know. So if Rollins and Pollock happen to be in, you know, got their heads bumped at the same time and they forget, then any ordinance that they were a part of that's up for renewal a year from now just is not going to happen, because that's the system that the strongest town, Marion, Ohio, works off of.
But I think this is the problem that I've been talking about for a long time, and why things are the way they are in Marion. They didn't get bumped on the head. They are sitting there every Monday night. They were there in 2023 when this is passed. And nobody,
I guarantee you...
I
hear you all know that, but what I'm saying
is... What I'm saying is nobody will walk up on Monday Nobody will walk up Monday night and say, Aaron Rollins, Matt Pollack, you both passed this legislation. Here it is. Now, why did neither of you bring this up when the flock cameras were up for renewal? Nobody will do that because we're too busy accusing them of police state and license plate readers, and they're going to be in your house, and they're going to search this, and they're going to, which we have no proof of. But the one thing we have proof of is the legislation that those two men passed and sat there when it was passed and never brought up. Now, nobody will talk about that.
Well, get your dollar bill ready because you know Phil Townsend will get up there.
But would have anybody if I hadn't mentioned it? Would anybody if I hadn't mentioned it? Nobody would have.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I'm a pretty sharp guy, and if I get into that subject matter and I get into that stream of thought on that, yeah, I would, because I do have that question in my mind, and I was already, as I said, I was looking at it as it's a breakdown. I hear what you're saying, Scott. I do. But I think there should also be an additional system of part of city council. It shouldn't just be the people who voted on the human factor that has to remember from year to year. Say they got their four-year terms, and say it was an every four-year thing. So that person would have to remember every ordinance that was passed in that four-year time, or, you know, 4 years ago, and if they were a part of it, and you know, well, what day it comes up for the year anniversary. I mean, do you see where I'm going with that?
Oh, I do. You're right. You would think in this day and age there would be a system, but I know that, I mean, our meeting minutes are done by AI now. So how hands-on are these people?
Yeah, and therein lies the problem.
I agree with you.
We're a lazy society, and we keep... You know, I mean, it's just like the whole attitude of there's cameras everywhere anyway, so what's the point? What's the big deal? Or right. Just that or the other?
Well, I think, let me just say this. I think here's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm being misunderstood in this matter. What I'm saying is, should there be a system? Of course there should. Should people know when legislation is coming due? Sure, they should. But
yeah,
when
should
that
be an automatic like red flag or a thing go
right,
up on the
right.
calendar.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. But when that doesn't happen for whatever reason, and the conversation continues, and there are two men sitting there who passed it less than 3 years ago, that's when they need to raise their hand and go, "Wait a second. We passed legislation that said we need to vote on this. Why aren't we voting on this?"
Well, and that's why I said to your question, you said nobody will get up there, because I very much was going to get up there and ask my side of that question, why isn't there any other process in place to remind you of annual things to come up? And that's why I said, sure, in that stream of consciousness, I probably would have said, well, you know what, because in the conversation, maybe Aaron says, well, I was here, and I will say, well, why didn't you know then, Aaron? Because, see, I like Aaron. I support Aaron. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good politician. I don't agree with everything he has voted on. I don't agree with everything he's done. And me asking him that question or holding him accountable doesn't make me his enemy. And I don't feel that Aaron would look at me as his enemy for asking that question. I'm not saying you are saying that. I'm saying to anybody out there.
Right.
You know?
And Pollack's in on that?
I think Aaron can handle questions.
And I think Pollack said on that too.
And if there's a breakdown, I think you know what? I messed up.
Right. And Pollack is in on that too, because Pollack was there too.
Sure. And I think that's all of us. We all, it's not a big deal to mess up. Now, you also don't want to get on the other side of that and use it as that clutch. You see what I'm saying? That's all. It's like, then it turns into, well, you gave them grace about this and grace about it. Well, and then we end up with a bunch of crutches on there. You know, everybody's using crutches.
No, I think it's a good point.
You know, it's like the whole thing with the cameras, and people will say, well, it's everywhere around. How many people does it take doing something to make it right or make it a good thing?
Well, and that becomes the question.
Wasn't there a time that we had slavery when there? And everybody was doing it?
Did
that make it right?
No, I don't think everything... Well, this, you know, these are emblematic of bigger questions in life, and I think that's back to where we started here, is that if we don't have any proof that somebody is doing something wrong, it doesn't mean they're not doing something wrong, but it also doesn't mean that they are doing something wrong.
Right, and here's what I go by. Like I said, I read a lot. I read all different news, and I'm not out searching for any certain thing. But you can. And the number of police officials and police leadership, just on that subject, you know, we can go down cops, teachers, contractors, whatever one you want to, but because we're talking about the flock stuff, is there is no shortage of police officials who have been caught and pled guilty. They weren't found guilty by a jury. They pled guilty to their crimes. So if it was a rare thing, if it was something where just, oh my gosh, just once in a blue moon and you can only find, you know, a case here and there or whatever, I would probably maybe, you know, lean towards that. But whether it be teachers sleeping with their students or contractors drunk driving or cops doing dirty, bad stuff and behind the citizens' backs and all that, there's no shortage. So I just guess on that side of it, that's why, in my opinion, and why I lean to not giving people tools that, I mean, they've not proven they can't even handle what they got in the first place.
Well, and I think it's a point. I think that's, everybody's got to draw their line somewhere. I just think sometimes we go a little far in accusing people of things we have no evidence of, and that dilutes the case that we're trying to make.
You know what, I guess part of my thing is with the flock cameras is they say that if they can use this technology, they can do great things in solving crimes. So I guess my struggle there is, why is it they don't know who the dope boys in Marion, Ohio are? Why is it everybody in Marion, Ohio knows who the damn dope boys are?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting, and again, here's a question I would ask, again, coming at somebody Monday night. I would say, okay, these cameras are a good thing. Why weren't the drunk drivers who were caught on suspended licenses caught? Because we just had a terrible, tragic accident on July 4th. I don't know what that system's like. And I would also say, Chief McDonald, you cite these two cases. Could you please give me 10 cases in the last 4 years? See if he can do it.
Exactly, and that's what I've been saying. I would think, as I said, in today's age, when you can get on a computer and pull up reports and, you know, click a button and print it, it's not like they got to write it all down and do all that.
I mean, how long was this guy driving on a suspended license? This has to do with the license plate. Was it just that night? Did any of these flock cameras pick him up as he was out that night? I'm sure he wasn't just driving down Likens Chapel. I mean, do we know? I mean, what about the terrible accident that happened back in May with the 19-year-old girl? I mean, do we know? I've never heard what happened there. What did happen? Broad daylight. She hit a car and lost her life. Is there some flock camera usage in that particular situation that can give us an answer?
Well, I guess there would have to be legislature that says that person, he's had all those DUIs. I have experience in this. This is what I went to prison for, drinking and driving. So all of you out there who want to come after Phil Townsend, y'all should have just done your homework and as you said before, has looked up public record, because I've got an extensive record with this. I've also got an extensive record of being clean and advocating for addiction recovery and all of that. So I think it's all about the legislature that if you, again, once that person, I'm not defending this guy, don't know him from Adam. If he was still under probation, if he was still under suspension, then I would think that would be a proper use of flock cameras.
Right.
And I would have thought that they would have been able to have his license plate number. But here's the thing. Was he driving his vehicle? Was he driving somebody else's vehicle?
Right, and that's a good question.
And then I'd say to this, and this is going to be controversial, but how many of us out there that know people who drive every day with no license or with a license and they drive drunk?
Right.
And I don't hear y'all screaming.
No, but that's my...
I don't hear all that, and I know many, many, many cops, and I can, you know, again, we can get into back in the old McKaylee days and stuff, and I can remember talking to one of the cops and send a picture with him and ask him, like, man, how do you guys not get busted and stuff? And he's like, well, because we kind of get on the radios when we leave, and like, hey, we just kind of put it out there. We're leaving here and going to there, and then the cops make sure that there's no units in that area who happen to come across anybody. I mean, come on, man.
Right, and you go
out there to B-dubs, and they have the guns and hoses things. They used to have them every year, man. And the number, I mean, they're in there getting drunk. They're in there getting fucked up, but yet none of them ever get a fucking DUI coming out of there. Wow, ain't that amazing?
Well, it's an interesting point. Hey, thanks for calling, and call back if you hear anything. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think that's an interesting question. I mean, this is a very emotional case as of late. This is a very tragic case where a 16-year-old lost his license due to somebody in a car with a suspended license who had been charged with DUI many times over the last years. Is there any record on these spot cameras of this person driving around on a suspended license?
I would think that if they were driving their car, it would do some kind of something or another.
Okay, well, we should ask Chief McDonald about that. That's his territory, is it not?
It would be, yes.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you know, anything you have, there's good and bad. But criminals, they're going to use the latest technology that they can. Okay, so back when we won our independence and they ratified the Constitution, you use muskets and pistols that, you know, you loaded the same way as muskets. Well, if we would have said no to the revolvers and, you know, rifles that came around, and today our cops still had to go use muskets. That just seems kind of funny to me when you want to tie somebody's hands, tie the law. We want to say we're pro-law enforcement, but we want to tie their hands.
Well, here's the thing.
What if you lived in Kenton, okay, and you left Kenton and come here and killed your mother, okay, and you drove back to Kenton? Maybe they can prove that you was in Marion at the time that murder was committed. You know, we cry, why don't people get arrested for crimes? We got crimes years ago that ain't been proved. Well, some of those cases from years ago might have been proved with flock cameras.
Well, I think, to me, this is not just a flock issue, and I understand for a lot of people it is, but for me, it's, I just think we're going down a bad road when we start accusing people of doing things that we have no proof that they're doing.
Right.
Now, if they are doing them, nail them. Because then you can go all day long and how stupid they were to misuse the system in that way, because then they are putting the system in danger of being taken away. But if we don't have the evidence, I think it's bad to be preemptively accusing people of things, because then we can preemptively accuse anybody of anything.
Okay, but you talk about evidence, okay? Let's say out of 1 million cases, there was one time when they was used, you know, for nefarious reasons. Do we totally throw it out because those 999,999 cases was solved with flock cameras? Do we get rid of them just because there was one abuse?
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I mean, I think there's probably more than one There's probably,
if you think there's probably more than one, let's see some proof.
Now, look, well, first off, I'm not saying that there are any. I mean, I don't know. I just think that, you know, I don't really care what they do with the flock cameras. I don't think flock cameras should exist.
But we talk about invasion of our privacy. Do you think if you're on the internet that you should be totally anonymous?
I mean,
how will we catch these...
I think that if I'm on the internet,
like that guy down in Columbus.
If I'm on the internet, it's just like being out in public.
You was totally anonymous on the internet.
Yeah, okay. So, if I had a Facebook account, okay, you can find me on Facebook. It's like being in public. But I don't think...
Yeah, I got you on my friends list now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but I don't think that, Facebook, as the organization, should be able to take the data I have that and like, collect all of that from my search information and, you know, so on and so forth, and then sell it to third-party companies, and then those third-party companies turn around and sell it to advertisers, who then turn around and advertise to me.
Well, I agree with that.
Okay, well, yes, I agree.
But we know that we
should have privacy on the internet.
But, in turn... If there was some stuff on your Facebook page that incriminated you...
Why would I be dumb enough to put something that's going to incriminate me on my Facebook page?
People do.
Well, people are dumb. I don't know what else to tell you there.
But should the police have a right to look at it is the question.
You put it on a public...
You're saying that's not public.
You can always... No. If you go to my Facebook page, anything I post is now public.
Is that not surveillance?
But... I mean, if I'm part of an investigation, I mean, you can investigate me. That's different.
You can have an enemy that keeps track of you, too.
Yeah.
You can put on what time you pick your kids up from ball practice or anything, you know, and some child predator, you know, that kid gets picked up at that time, you know. That neighborhood kid down the road, he's kind of cute. You know, that's what...
No.
You want to totally untie the law enforcement's hands, but then you want to bitch.
No, I'm not doing that either. I don't know. Maybe I'm confused.
I'm telling you, no, it's a slippery slide. Listen, what is surveillance? Okay, you say that, okay, well, Facebook's public, but it shouldn't be surveilled by the private companies and sold to this and that.
No. They don't sell your posts. They sell, like, data.
So you just don't want the police looking at your Facebook page.
The police can look at my... Again, it's not the Facebook page. It's all of the information on the Facebook page.
Okay, they can look at your information.
No, they can't.
Why can't they?
Facebook turns and sells, like, it's literally like...
Don't put any information on there if you don't want anything looked at.
It's not the post. The posts are not the information. The information is like your IP address. And now, I guess they could find that. You could find that on your computer. Go to your settings, you could find your IP address.
Right.
I mean, but they sell, like, that, your name, where you're from, like, you know, search history, purchase history, literally things like that. And they sell it to third-party companies who then turn around and sell that to advertisers who then turn around
and
sell that.
Right, but that's not illegal.
It should be.
But it's not. Well, we can have that argument another day. The argument we're having today is, what is surveillance? We live in a technologically driven world. What do you consider surveillance?
Brought up to speed.
Like the Patriot Act of surveillance.
Oh, here we are. Back to 2001.
It's
been 25 years. Let it go.
I mean, I don't know. Look, all I'm saying is they're definitely, surveilling us. I don't know what else you want about
cameras,
that.
Driving is a privilege. Okay? If you go to Walmart and you don't want to be seen on one of those cameras going to Walmart that are reading your license plate. Now, Walmart's cameras are surveillance the parking lot. You want to give them no reason to. But if you don't want to be on a flock camera going to Walmart, walk. Driving is a privilege. And back when the Constitution was made, most people didn't go but just a handful of miles away from their home.
I think the problem is here, people don't like technology, because I guarantee you 90% of the people who now have doorbell cameras, which is, that's unbelievable to me that people want doorbell cameras.
Yeah, I'd get rid of those too.
Oh, too late.
Ban those.
Those
ban
are private. Those are private. No, no, no. Those are private. Those are not run by the police station. Those
Flock cameras are private. Flock is a private company.
But they're being, if they weren't being used by the police officers, nobody'd have a problem.
Ring cameras can be used by the police officers.
They can, but you've got to get permission. People are installing these
on
their own.
They can subpoena to get you a legal ring camera.
That's allowed. That's a process.
It drives me crazy. I just recently got on Facebook. But
my point, wait a second. My point is 90% of people would turn over their ring cameras willingly to the police officer. If somebody said, oh, there was a massive murder out here on the street last night, could we look at your ring camera to see if maybe you have some evidence? They'd go, sure, if they're not involved in the murder. Now, that's not police surveillance, but you can certainly bet that's technology being used to help them.
Well, that happens a lot.
Why do you need that anyway? You're surveilling people. Surveilling the postman driving up, dropping off an Amazon
package. I agree. I just said, I would ban the ring cameras. I would ban the Flock cameras. Now, Walmart uses, I don't know if they still use them, but they used to use some kind of fancy camera, and it was kind of like Flock cameras because it would like...
You ban those ring cameras, you're going to have everybody and their brother coming out against it.
Yeah, they won't like that.
It's always going to be...
Yeah, if you want to put cameras on the inside of your house, by all means, you don't need to surveil the outside.
Well, you don't want them to spy on you with your license plates reader. Walk to Walmart next.
There you go. There's always an option. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Well, I certainly think what we've learned here, there are two sides to every story when it comes to all this stuff.
Yeah, I think that's how most things tend to be, yeah.
And nothing is definite, but I do believe the people who are making the Flock camera argument that they should be taken away are taking it to extremes, and I'm not sure that's helping their case. Now, you can do it,
why?
But I don't think that's helping the case on old Flock. Go ahead, caller.
Driving is a privilege.
Yes, I think so.
Why is it a privilege?
Well, driving is a privilege. You can have your license taken away and revoked, and you don't have the right to have a driver's license.
Answer the question. Why is it a privilege?
I just did. I explained what a privilege is. It can be taken away.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
It can be taken away.
Yeah.
Look it up. What is a privilege?
I don't know.
Get on your computer and find out what the privilege. What is the privilege?
And you can be surveilled while you're on the computer.
That's only if you have a microscope.
Thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, we certainly know there is no surveillance going on with our phone calls here. We certainly know that doesn't happen. 740-383-9944. We got a couple minutes left in this hour, but we've got another hour coming up next. And hopefully the conversation will stay as it has been, because I think everybody giving their opinions on this is a valid thing to do.
I think even rights are just you know, more firm privileges.
You know what? It's all a little...
Oh, they take away rights. Don't
it's all
let,
a little
gray.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Matthew, you said we're not allowed to put cameras on the outsides of our houses.
No, you can do it. I mean, you know, I just...
You're morally opposed to it.
Yeah.
You are speaking as someone who has never received a death threat in their life. The cameras are on the outside of the house so I can see who's coming up to my home. It's not to... on my neighbors or anything like that. My house is covered 360. And if there were a horrible crime that happened in front of my house, I would give the police the footage of what happened. But if it were a crime or they were trying to bust somebody or they were trying to surveil somebody or whatever, they would never get a bit of footage out of me without a warrant. And there's the difference between Flock and people having Ring doorbell cameras. Yeah, most people would turn them over. And I think we all know now, you're on camera most of the time. Flock, the government can actually reconstruct where you have been for 30 days. Why the hell do they need to know that we go to Walmart, that we go to Kroger, that we go to these places for 30 days. If it's truly about solving a crime, make the stuff expire in 7 days. Because if you haven't gone back to license plate readers in 7 days, then that crime is not going to be quickly solvable by a license plate reader.
Let me get this in to Mary out there listening this morning. Privilege is a special right, advantage, or immunity granted...
Yes.
To or enjoyed by a particular person or group. The term spans several distinct disciplines ranging from everyday personal or societal advantages to specific legal rights and protections.
Rights come from God, privileges come from the government. Driving is a privilege. However, just because we decide to drive, we get our license, we get our registration, we carry our insurance, that's the requirements to be allowed to drive. We do not give up our constitutional rights to privacy, speech, all the other things, just because we decide to drive. We do not give up our rights because we take a privilege.
And we'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Bye.
Certainly, 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not.